after a number of years of researching and a number of experiences that centered around substances that mimicked amniotic fluid, I came to the conclusion that if you can take a hydrous, that is a water-based solution of free amino ions, and inundate any cell structure in any mammal that where the cell structure is dysfunctional, and that means in an extreme state of inflammation. It means if there's an infection, and it goes as far as cancer or similar dysfunctional diseases. And if you can inundate those cells, the free amino ions in that solution will go right to the nucleic acids within the dysfunctional cells. They don't bother with healthy cells, but they do with cells that are either mutant or dysfunctional, and they go right to the nucleic acids within those cells, and by a process known as biosynthesis, they change the chemical nature of the dysfunctional portion in the nucleic acids. And when that occurs, the cells return to their originally programmed function. And as a result of this, there are many strange phenomena that I saw over the many years that I have researched this. And phenomena such as using it on a bald spot, and the hair came back in, but it came back in blonde because the person that used it was a tow-headed baby. Or similar incidents when it was used on show horses or dogs where there was a wound or a dysfunctional cell type lesion, the lesions or the wound would close up, the lesions would heal, and the hair would come back in as it was before the insult occurred, which is kind of unheard of in veterinary medicine, because usually when there's a wound, the hair comes back a different color. And this got me into this thing that I call the free amino ion theory, which simply is that if you inundate the dysfunctional cells with this hydrous solution of free amino ions, you come out of it with cell structures that are reacting or acting as they were originally programmed to do. And this has led to a number of remarkable episodes, such as people with chronic COPD who suddenly overnight were able to breathe again without any effort or any problem. And after a period of time, they were off of oxygen and living and breathing room air. And in addition to that, we've had a number of different types of cancer cells that just apparently dropped right off. They were just no longer part of the host body. And we had episodes of blood pressure, hypertension, where the individuals had terribly high hypertension, and after a short period of time using this material, the material that I call triamino, that's because it's made up of three amino ion bearing substances, amino acids. And from using that triamino, they got almost immediate blood pressure relief from the hypertension. But the strange and interesting and wonderful thing about it was that after a period of time, which was not a long period, I think it was usually 30 days with each one, the blood pressure stayed down and they stopped using the material, and the blood pressure still stayed down because the cells had gone back to their original function. And I personally am a living example of this because I'm in my early 80s, but I have a blood pressure of 104 over 68. Which is the blood pressure of a teenager. And as I have commented before, if everything else worked as perfectly as that, I'd be very happy. Blood pressure issue was my first major area of study, and COPD was my next major area of study, and then from that, I got involved in studying wound treatment and found that this material, the triamino, would accelerate the healing rate tremendously rapid. And then along came John's lovely contribution to this, because he found an antibiotic, antifungal, antibacterial agent that is not very well popularized in the United States, even though it's known in the United States, but not very well popularized, basically because this material, fulvic acid by name, it comes from organic sources such as brown coal or peat moss. And it has, because of its chemical structure, it has an affinity toward picking up various heavy metals. And nobody really wants anything with chromium or lead in it in their bodies. And I was interested in this material primarily because it was an antifungal agent, and almost all amino acids have a problem of picking up fungus or mold. And I didn't want mold in this material, and that's how I got to experimenting, and I put together the two materials, and by some chemical witchcraft, I combined them into another molecule, which is a quaternary salt, which we call TAFA 400. TAFA standing for triamino fulvate, 400 because it is part of the patented fulvic acid that I use exclusively. And it's full of a gas and has been derived from a carbohydrate and is chemically pure. There is no metal, no heavy metals in it. And as a result, it does its job cleanly. And it also acts as a carrier of the triamino molecule, or portion of the molecule, I should say. And it carries it into the body deeper, and it accelerates the healing qualities of the triamino. Even though triamino can stand alone, on its own, the TAFA 400 is a bit more effective in a bit less time. And that's the whole life story of it. Evidence is not proof. That's one of the first things I learned in forensic chemistry. But a preponderance of evidence constitutes proof. And we have that preponderance of evidence because within our mass of people that we have exposed this material to or who have been treated with this material, we have well beyond a majority that have successfully beaten whatever the ailment was that they had. The fulvic acid that is sold that comes from mined sources is usually from brown coal or peat moss, either one.
Correct.
And as I said, these substances being mined from the ground have exposure to various other things that are in the ground, such as arsenic or lead or chromium, and amongst other things. And all of these we just don't want in the body in any quantity.
Sure.
Possibly a micro trace quantity is needed, but you can't control the amount that is hooked in on the fulvic acid that comes from these mined sources. Well, there are multiple sizes and shapes of fulvic acid that have been bonded to various metallic substances. All amino acids have a tendency toward chelating metals. Fulvic acid has a remarkable tendency toward doing that. And in fact, it could be used probably as an antidote to certain heavy metal poisoning. But I don't know that it's ever been done. And that's a long way off in our testing. Triamino is one full molecule, one complete molecule. It's weakly bonded by hydrogen bonding. And when you put it into a hydrous solution, you have a lot of free amino ions floating. The fulvic acid also has a very remarkable tendency to bond with protein. So it's like giving each one of the cells that is exposed to it a suit of armor. HHB6 is very closely related in form and in function and in toxicity to ordinary herpes simplex. And we have had experience of somebody with an extreme breakout of herpes simplex that took it in an in a matter of 5 hours after oral ingestion of the material of the TAFA 400, the herpes simplex just simply disappeared. And I can say that I have had family members that have used this and could report remarkable results as well. Now, I'm not going to try anything on a family member if I don't know that it's going to work.
Sure. Well, the other thing is I have a mother who's 81 years old who's been born on Hodgkin's B-cell lymphoma that's failed chemotherapy. And she also has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she's sort of barely hanging on. And I'm wondering if you've had any experience
I think for Dr. Sutliff, particularly with, and all due respect, sir, I've heard that you're a tremendous gastroenterologist. Stephen, share with him Dr. Sherman Raymond's experience and use of this material. And Dr. Raymond is a world-renowned master CM surgeon.
He was a professor of surgery at Albany Medical College, and he did the first heart transplant of a dog in the early 1950s before Christian Barnard got out of short pants. He came down with a prostate problem some years ago, and this was back at the time when they were using radiation to deal with that type of problem, and they over-radiated him, and they damaged his kidneys, and suddenly overnight he wound up with zero function out of the kidneys, and he had to go on dialysis, and I started him on the Triamino, and within a matter of a week, he began to urinate, and the urination was not a great deal. It started out at about 10 cc's a day, and it went up to 30 and 40 cc's a day in two urinations. And then when I got him onto the TAFA 400, the urinations increased slightly. He's still only at 50 or 60 cc's a day. But it is urine, because it smells like urine. According to him, it tastes like urine, and therefore it is. And, he's a remarkable, as I said, a remarkable surgeon and a damn fine scientist. And he speaks with authority. And as an aside, I will tell you that he recently lost his wife. She had a heart problem, primarily from a great many drugs that were given her over a period of time, because she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 6 years ago and went into a nursing home 5 years ago. And he lost her in the last year, which is far beyond what any Alzheimer's patient has survived with her degree of damage. And in fact, if it hadn't been for the heart problem, she'd still be with us, after he lost his wife, his sole companion was his cat. The cat came down with something that was undecipherable by every veterinarian that they went to. Was told by several veterinarians that he was friendly with that the only solution was to put the cat down. But he began mixing the Triamino into the cat food, and now Sherwin is going on 88, and he still occasionally uses a new technique known as peritoneal dialysis, where he administers to himself. And the cat is 29 years old. And this is the only patient in a 400-person dialysis unit that used to drive himself to the hospital for the treatment and drive himself home. That gives you an idea of this individual. He was the first one that ever said to me, "Steve, you've created a miracle." And I answered him. I said, "No, I don't make miracles. I leave that for the theologians. But I do practice good science." Yeast infections are hardly any different than any other fungal agent. And if this will kill off a fungus, it'll kill off a yeast. Are you familiar with the dog problem known as mange? Mange has been thought of by veterinarians for years as totally incurable. We had a case of a chow dog, an 8 or 9 year old chow dog that had mange. Over 60% of its body, lost 60% of its hair, and was just a mass of suppurating lesions. And I started on a regimen of using this medicated shampoo that I made out of the Taffa 400 and some fruit-based enzymes. And the fact of the matter is that after about 15 days with a one every 3 day shampoo, not only had all of the suppurating lesions closed up, but you could see that they were starting to heal without any evidence of granulation or scar tissue. By the 30th day, all of the dog's hair came back in at exactly the same color as it was prior to the attack of the mange. That's unheard of in veterinary medicine. We're going to eventually ask for double-blind studies. At this stage of the game, we're doing this without double-blind because we just want to know what we can and what we cannot treat. May I also contribute that in the last 2 months, Lancet, which is the British Medical Society journal, published a series of proofs that came out of Germany that project that 90% of the cervical cancer found in the world is caused by the papillomavirus. And they have arrayed a mass massive amount of proof to this effect. And this just reinforces my own personal opinion that a great many of these problems that fall under this awful, all-covering name, cancer, are in fact caused by viral forms.